Between now and next month's general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. And right now we're talking to the candidates running for the 3rd Congressional District in Southeast Wisconsin, which includes La Crosse and Eau Claire. Democrat Ron Kind is the incumbent in the race. Facing him, Republican Derek Van Orden. A quick note, both candidates will participate in a virtual debate on Monday, October 26th at 10 o'clock in the morning that airs on the Ideas Network stations in southwestern, west central, and central Wisconsin. Now we talk to Derek Van Orden. He's a retired Navy SEAL and owns a small hobby farm in Hager City. Derek, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be able to speak to you today.
We appreciate your time here. One of the things you're running on is it being in favor of repealing the Affordable Care Act. And if you successfully repeal that major health care overhaul, what do you want to see passed in its place?
Right. Let me be super clear before we get into this question. Unfortunately, Ron Kind has been lying directly to the people in the 3rd District repeatedly about my stance on pre-existing conditions. And I think he's going to probably wind up firing his fact checker, because I am a 100% service-connected disabled veteran, and I have children with very serious orthopedic issues, which are pre-existing conditions. So I will never sign on to any health care program. I won't even discuss it unless there's rock solid provisions to take care of folks with pre-existing conditions, period. So everything you're hearing out of Ron Kind and the left is a lie. And unfortunately, we're just used to it from then. So that's where we start.
Derek, just a second. So does that mean that you wouldn't repeal the Affordable Care Act unless there was something in place to account for pre-existing conditions, or are these separate issues for you?
No, I think they're the same issues.
Okay.
And we can do more things at once. We have to be able to work together to get this done. And we just can't have politics as usual anymore. We just cannot afford to have politics as usual. We are a generous nation. We're a kind nation. We're a giving nation. And we can take care of those who need it the most. And those are folks that have pre-existing conditions. So that's just a ruse from the left. And again, Ron's been lying about this for a couple of months now. And quite frankly, it's why people don't like politicians like Ron Kind. We have to take care of those with pre-existing conditions, then move on from that direction. We've got to get the government out of private industries. The reason that Ron Kind is such a fan of the Affordable Care Act is because his primary donors are big pharma, medical insurance companies, some hospital consortiums, and then insurance companies. So these special interest groups have given Ron Kind millions and millions of dollars over the years, because they've made billions of dollars off the American taxpayers through the horrible ACA. That's just a fact. He's making millions of dollars. These insurance companies are making billions of dollars, and we're paying for it. And I'm done with that.
So, Derek, you would want to do what then if the ACA is repealed?
I want to have a health care plan that makes sure we absolutely cover folks with pre-existing conditions, and that we move government out of the private health care.
All right. Well, let's stay on the health care track. Wisconsin hitting record highs this week, record highs today, when we are looking at positive test results for COVID-19, also looking at hospitalizations and deaths. As a member of Congress, how would you work to help slow COVID spread in your district and our state?
Well, I listen to the folks in the district and do a tailored response. So when we first did the initial lockdown in the entire state, we have 18 whole and partial counties in this district. And when this first started happening, and we got to the big spike, there were 7 counties in the state of Wisconsin that had more COVID cases than all 18 in my district. So taking the one size fits all approach doesn't work. We have to be able to get back to having our economy open safely, effectively, efficiently, and quickly, so that we can get back to work and get back to living our lives as Americans.
And as a member of Congress, then, how would you make that possible? How would you try to, I guess, create local control or make sure it's not one size fits all?
I would make sure that the funding that was directed from Congress is focused specifically on COVID relief. Now, Ron Kind and Nancy Pelosi have insisted that they give $1,200 to illegal immigrants in stimulus money that has nothing to do with the citizens here in the third district of the state of Wisconsin. They've packed trillions of dollars of this left-wing kind of dream sheet into what is allegedly COVID relief, including the Green New Deal, that has nothing to do with COVID relief. When I get to Congress, I'm going to work very, very hard so that we do clean bills. For instance, if we need to get another $1,200 stimulus check out to American citizens, that's great. Let's do that right now. It should be a clean bill, not a 2,700-page wish list from the left. We have to focus on helping people where they need help and not trying to fulfill individual political wish lists. This is about the American citizens. It's about our fellow man here in the state of Wisconsin. It's not supposed to be about political expediencies for folks. It just isn't. And I think the more we go down this road, and if you start looking at Amy Coney Barrett now, how this is how she's been treated, we can see that the left is politicizing absolutely everything, and it's inappropriate.
Republican Derek Van Orden is running as a Republican to represent Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, and we're talking to him here on Central Time. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Derek, you mentioned the economy. We saw Wisconsin's economy shrink by almost 33% between just April and June compared to the first 3 months of the year. President Donald Trump has called off talks on a relief package until after the November 3rd election. So how do you want to see Congress and the president work together to figure this out?
Well, I think we talked about that just a minute ago. What the president wants to see is a clean bill. He wants to see focused relief for our folks. He doesn't want to see this wish list of Green New Deal that has nothing to do with COVID relief. That's what the president wants to do. And as a matter of fact, he sent a tweet specifically to Nancy Pelosi telling her that he'd be willing to sign a $1,200 relief package right now. Well, they've ignored that. They keep putting politics above the welfare of our folks here in the third and across the nation. And it's unacceptable. We have to stop playing politics with American people's lives. And that's exactly what I'll do when I get to Washington, D.C. I served for 26 years and 21 as a SEAL. I have 5 combat tours. And if we behaved like this, in the SEAL teams, we wouldn't be in the SEAL teams very long. So it's time for a real change in Washington, D.C., and that simply is not Ron Kind. He has run his course, and he has shown that he's had zero legislative accomplishments in the past 24 years, and he just wants to stay in D.C. collecting money. Well, we're done with that. We're at a crisis point in our nation now, and we need to stop all this silliness and get to work for America.
Derek, we've seen unrest around the country, all over the world, really, when we see law enforcement interactions and communities of color hits home here in Wisconsin with the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha. How do you see lawmakers working to restore trust between the police and people of color?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Is there room for improvement in relationships between our citizens and officials? 100%. But we have to make sure that we understand that our law enforcement officers are not the enemy. They get up every single day and they put body armor on to go to work. And I'd like you to think about that. These are American citizens that put body armor on to go protect other American citizens every day, and they're being vilified. So we cannot do that with our law enforcement officials. Let me tell you something about law enforcement and Ron Kind. He had a phone call with our 18 county sheriffs here in the district and lied to them. He said that he'd always have their back when it was regards to removal of qualified immunity, which is a way to defund the police. It is. But what he failed to mention to them was that 8 days before that phone call, he actually co-sponsored the bill that removed qualified immunity from all police officers at a federal level. That's why 13 of the 18 county sheriffs representing over 500,000 people in my district are publicly endorsing me, including Democrats. Ron Kind has thrown the police under the bus one too many times, and they're absolutely sick and tired of it. We have to work together as public officials and private citizens, and you don't do that by flat out lying to their faces. You just don't do that, and that's what Ron has been doing for years, and he just got caught doing this yet again about a month ago.
Why do you think that you should replace Ron Kind in Congress?
Well, number one, I've got a great work ethic. And he skipped about 150 of his committee meetings and countless amounts of votes throughout the year. Number two, I'll never lie to my constituents, ever. I just won't. I certainly won't lie to our police officers, and I'm not going to lie to the people who vote for me. People are expecting me to go to Washington, D.C. to work as hard as I possibly can and put their interests above my own. And I have a 26-year record of tested and proven leadership doing exactly that, putting other people's best interests, my nation, my district, my family, above my own. And Ron simply does not have that. He's become a millionaire in office, which should enrage every person. He's taken millions and millions of dollars through special interest to enrich himself and maintain his position of power in office. And that's just not how we can run our country any longer.
Derek, thank you for your time today.
Well, you know what? Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. That's Derek Van Orden running in the November 3rd general election. He's a retired Navy SEAL and also owns a small hobby farm in Hager City. He's running as a Republican to represent the 3rd congressional district in southeast Wisconsin that includes La Crosse and Eau Claire. And he faces Democratic incumbent Ron Kind. We talk to Ron Kind next. Between now and the November general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in these contested races for congressional seats for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You can find all of those interviews and learn more about the candidates and the races at WPR.org/politics. Stay with us.